Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night, my wife wanted to watch The Hunger Games. She wanted to watch it. So we found it, and we're watching The Hunger Games, and I'm coming out of the movie. And I remember watching them when they came out, 2012? The Hunger Games came out?
I believe so.
And I think I even read the book, when all the hype was around the trilogy or whatever it was. But just watching that now, and when the kids enter the actual Hunger Games for the first time, that is vicious. I forgot how violent that was. Like the slaughtering of innocent children.
Yeah, and remember, it was a book before it was a movie.
Yeah, so I read the first book. Yeah,
that's you don't realize it when you're reading it, how violent it is, because it's kind of like made up in your own mind, but then you see it on the screen, and because it has Jennifer Lawrence, it doesn't seem as violent.
Yes. It was in slow motion, but at the end, it's like six kids were just right out of the Hunger Games, got them. It's like looking back on your childhood and younger years, you don't realize the savagery that you're witnessing. And was it you and I that were talking about this little piggy went to the market?
No.
This little piggy went home. Someone was telling me that is about, ready for this, pigs going to a slaughterhouse.
I had heard that before. Well, this little piggy went to the market, they were slaughtered going to the market.
This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. How does that mean they're going to a slaughterhouse?
What's the thing you remember from your childhood that you look back on now and realize it was pretty violent or had a pretty bad story behind it, but you thought it was just cute? The piggy that was going to the market was about to get slaughtered. The piggy that went wee, wee, wee all the way home, is out. He was crying because that piggy went to the market. I don't know. I don't know what the other ones do. Families are being ripped apart when it comes to piggies, and I don't like it.
Is there anything looking back? You think about like Tom and Jerry. That's old school cartoon there, but wasn't Tom trying to catch Jerry? And what was he going to do if he caught him?
Eat him.
He was going to eat him.
That's a circle of life, my friend. That's just how it goes.
Everything.
This mouse outwitted him. This mouse needs to go on Survivor.
Same with the Roadrunner and Coyote.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if the coyote had his way, he'd catch that Roadrunner and...
Is there something that you remember from your childhood that was actually really bad, but you thought it was cute at the time? I just remember someone telling me the nursery rhyme. What's the ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Ring Around the Rosies.
Ring Around the Rosies.
Pocket Full of Posies?
Yes. That was about, from what I understand, the bubonic plague. Here, Nelly knows more about it. Hold, Nelly, can you explain the Ring Around the Rosies thing?
With the Ring Around the Rosie, it's about the Black Plague, with young children dying. And what they used to do was they had pockets full of posies, meaning they had like roses or flowers in their hands to mask the smell.
Of their decaying bodies.
Oh.
That's real nice. And then ashes, they all fall down like they're being cremated or they're just dying.
I guess the burning of the bodies.
Oh my gosh, ashes, we all fall down.
Oh,
yay.
But that was so cute. You did that with your friends. This text just came in. Pretty sure Beauty and the Beast, that whole movie was about Stockholm Syndrome, but I loved it as a kid. Yeah, he captures her. He does not let her go. He kidnaps her. You have to stay with me or else your dad will die. And so she does, and then she falls in love with him. That is really deranged.
How about this one? The Smurfs. Gargamel. What's his whole thing?
He wants to eat them?
He wanted to wipe out the Smurfs.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Pretty dark.
Let's talk to Lalo.
Hi.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good. What is it for you?
Well, you know, growing up, we all heard Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I've been a teacher for a while. And so it's about sailors or families coming across the Pacific. and there's a storm. And basically, it's a rhyme to calm down the kids. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Shouldn't sing, huh? How I wonder where you are. Basically, the North Star has disappeared.
Oh.
Up above it, you know, the sky's so bright. How I wonder where is your lighter. So they're basically singing this rhyme and praying, in a sense, or hoping that the storm passes and they're safe.
They're lost at sea.
And they're trying to distract the kids with a cute little song. Like, we have no idea where we're going, but just twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, no, hey, I wonder where you are.
Jocelyn, what's the one that you said that you look back on now that you realize it was pretty dark?
Coraline. I love the movie because I love Tim Burton movies. It was originally a book, but, like, the Bell Dam steals kids and sews buttons in their eyes.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
I know. I've never seen it. She sews buttons in kids' eyes?
Yeah, she convinces them to, like, come over to the other side so she can keep them forever and love them forever, and then she gets bored of them.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty sad.
That is terrible. I've never even watched Coraline. I'm glad I haven't.
Some dark stuff out there. We're just so oblivious, just taking it for face value.
Stephanie on Facebook says, the first time I heard Five Little Monkeys Sitting in a Tree teasing Mr. Alligator Can't Catch Me, along comes Mr. Alligator, quiet as can be, and snatch that monkey out of that tree. I'm a pretty visual person and was quite shocked the first time I heard it.
Hey, I never thought about
it. Alligators eating monkeys. Okay, that's, yeah.
Hey, let me sneak up on that monkey.
How messed up were we as kids that we're like, ha, 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 ha. That's so sweet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.